Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, the audio portion of the worldwide website, gruntfreepress.com, podcast at gruntfreepress.com is one way to give your always appreciated feedback, always appreciated, never taken or read. I'm Absolute Deicide. And I think this is episode 191, but I mean, judging by the games I'm playing and I'm going to talk about here, I'm having a serious case of deja vu, the nightmare comes true. I mean, dead or alive, devil may cry. I mean, fucking dirt and trials pretty much fucking, well, last week, I didn't even play them this week, but it really feels like the industry is kind of spinning its wheels, doesn't it? I mean, fucking Crackdown, what am I looking forward to? Is a new fucking Mortal Kombat coming out next month? You know, fucking Mortal Kombat, ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-bum. Seems like it's the fucking late 90s or fucking early 2000s all over again. You know, what's next? I mean, are fucking Marvel Comics and Star Wars, is that going to become popular again? Is that going to have a resurgence or some shit? But you know, hopefully they won't gay those up this time. And yeah, before we talk about tits again for half an hour, because I do love Dead or Alive 6, that game's fucking amazing. I would like to bring to your attention, all three of you that are listening, a little trend that's sweeping the internet, because we are a geek culture podcast after all. Get more listeners that way, otherwise you'd only have one listener. Deja vu, you know. So yeah, I made a joke probably maybe 100 episodes back around then. But to go back to a simpler time here, you know, one of the reasons for the existence of this show, as well as the horribly neglected website that I pay for, mainstream gaming websites, they are trash. I mean, the general fucking internet is trash. Yeah, it was like, yeah, I can't stand fucking censorship. Can't stand having my comments fucking deleted off of sites for no fucking reason. You know the fucking drill. You know the spiel there. If I ever get a comment from my comment section on my site or from the show, I promise I won't fucking delete it. Unless you're a faggot, of course, which breaks the rules. The one rule we have here is no faggots. So over, you know, just this past week, I believe, there's now a workaround to that bullshit, which is, again, not, kind of game related, Dissenter, the website, the app, whatever, browser extension, Dissenter. You can go to the website and that'll let you just go there and you can paste any URL into it. And that basically acts as like a comment section that's, linked to and like follows the same guidelines as Gab, like gab.com, Gab. Yeah, it's .com now. It used to be .ai, is fucking whatever. So Gab, and the rules they follow are pretty much like, as long as it's legal in the U.S., you know, it's allowed. So, you can do it the browser extension way. You go on the site and fucking just download the extension and use it like that. There's a little fucking thing on the toolbar on the top. It just kind of drops down. You can comment that way, to make it easier to access. And, honestly, you know, I heard that and I thought that was kind of stupid. You know, at first, I'm like, that seems like it's so fucking, like, simple. It's such, like, a simple concept as far as, like, Yeah, I don't really fuck around with browser extensions of that shit, but I know what they are, and I've heard like other things like fucking like, oh, this one will replace like every word with fucking like another word or blah, like all this like weird shit that people do with browser extensions. I figured that would, it's like, dude, something like that's got to be, had been done like 1,000 times before, but I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll check it out. And, you know, it actually works. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not fucking, it solves a problem. But I mean, as of right now, it's still like kind of the early stages, but you're not going to find like a whole lot of activity on websites other than like the, you know, popular, like really political ones too, is the main thing. But, you know, I guess the fucking, you know, I tried looking like, oh, this is whatever, dude, some fucking article on like IGN or some shit or fucking Game Informer. And I found like a couple of them that had like, you know, comments on Dissenter, but not a lot, you know. But so yeah, I guess the Washington Post already shit themselves over fucking there being this way to comment on their articles and shit. They added like unique, like they changed the way the websites work. They added like these unique numbers to the end of every URL, so they was trying to like to prevent people from like using it to link, you know what I mean, to fucking use the comment section on Dissenter. But hilariously, that meant you literally couldn't link to a Washington Post article like anywhere, like, you know what I mean. So it's like, they're like, oh, this doesn't really fucking work either. but even doing that, fucking, I guess like Dissenter found a way around that in less than like 24 hours. So again, it's kind of in the early stages, and I was actually having trouble getting the extension to work on Edge, but whatever. Thumbs up. I mean, nobody's gonna fucking stop me from calling JV Gwaltney a faggot now. So that's a must. And nobody's gonna stop me from talking about tits either. I do feel kind of bad for Dead or Alive 6, because yeah, that game really is taking it from all sides, you know, in all the holes, if you will. It's like watching an Asian street meat video. So to recap, I mean, first the first showing they had in the West, what they showed for trailers and previews and shit, the girls were all wearing these rubber wetsuits or whatever. You know, they're going for superhero costumes, and yeah, the series has a reputation for having like, you know, skimpy outfits and bikinis and shit. So the fear among the fan base, you know, the Dead or Alive fan base, was, you know, they're going fucking mainstream, they're selling out. So so they're all pissed, like, you know, like the fucking the fan base is pissed, or at least the fan base who only played it for the tits are pissed. You know what I mean? Personally, I still would have bought it. Like, I was like, fucking, like, oh, that's stupid. That, you know what I mean? It sucks to fucking go on that way. They're gonna be covering up the girls, but not the main reason I fucking play it. So I still would have bought it regardless, because I genuinely fucking like enjoy the fighting. Like, I think it's a fucking awesome fighting game, you know. But, you know, maybe it would have been a downward spiral from there, where fucking, you know what I mean, they would have fucked up too much shit, to fit into the mainstream, like, you know, make it more accessible, mainstream, whatever. Like, and that was just the tip of the iceberg type thing, if that was the route they were going. But I still would have played it and seen how it was. But anyway, so, yeah, and then they show off all the skimpy outfits and in Japan, when they're showing the game off in Japan, they sold the fucking whatever, you know, classic outfits, and they say like, like, yeah, all these fucking outfits are still in here, like all the shit you expect pretty much. I mean, I don't think they have straight up like string bikinis like they did in like 5 or whatever. That might be like coming later down the line as like DLC. There's probably like a fucking summer bikini pack might be coming, but so yeah, they're showing all that shit off. So now the critics are all pissed, because, you know, they feel like they were lied to, when it's not Sharia compliant like they hoped it would be. So yeah, there's all this confusion with with the tit fans, because I'm still fucking seeing these comments saying like, oh dude, fuck this game, they censored themselves, oh no buy, you know what I mean, like that type of thing, like, oh, they caved into the fucking SJWs or whatever, fucking. But again, it's just, that's not at all true. Like that wasn't the true side of it, you know. It was more on the side of fucking like, yeah, we don't care, like, we just fucking like showed that shit off to fucking like make fun of the West or whatever, you know, Western fucking censorship bullshit. So again, most of the classic outfits are in there, not as many as, you know, people are going to compare it to. That's the other thing too, is this is just fucking like six came out, like five had like ultimate edition, like Dead or Alive 5 ultimate, then it had like the last round or whatever. So it was just like, last round is the one people probably played the most. I mean, that's the last version that was out for years, you know what I mean? But that was actually after like two revisions. But this is just fucking like going back. So it's like, oh, another thing people are complaining about is like, oh, there's not as much shit in there, but it's just the base game. So yeah, there's not as many fucking outfits as like last round or whatever. But yeah, that was after like 4 years of fucking DLC packs, which, again, if you bought all that shit too for last round, it was like $1,000 or something, which I bought. I mean, I fucking bought all of them, by the way, and I'll probably do the same thing for six again, you know, as long as they keep fucking supporting the game. They're not, you know, they don't just fucking like drop off and like, oh, fucking low population, whatever. So whatever, we just gave up on it. Who knows? But as long as I'm still fucking playing the game, you know, if I'm playing the game a fucking 3 months from now, 6 months from now, and a fucking like pack comes out and the game is still fucking good, I'm gonna be like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna fucking support this shit. Yeah, but then you have like this other group now that's all up in fucking arms, where that's how, I mean, what I was just explaining, where I spent like $1,000 on fucking Dead or Alive 5 DLC, all cosmetic shit. But again, the reason I did that, I'm like, dude, I love this game, I want to see it keep, like, I want to see a 6, and 6 came out. I'm not saying I fucking funded it, but, you know, that helps, that's a fucking motivation, you know. So yeah, you have this group now that's all up in arms, but where any DLC in a game is a fucking crime against humanity. Those guys, I mean, that's a hot button issue right now. I mean, my philosophy has always been, as with the paid DLC thing, is as long as it's purely cosmetic and it doesn't affect the gameplay, I mean, it's fine, you know, it's fucking, that's optional. And Dead or Alive 6's DLC, it's like two costumes per character or something like that right now. I mean, it's like a season pass where there's going to be shit like every month or something for the next like 3 or 4 months. Yeah, it's clearly just fucking, if you want to support the game, you know, like, fucking, that's it. I mean, if you want to support this game that's getting vilified from fucking all angles because of its aesthetics, like, you know, here's some cosmetics you can buy, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, drop some cash on some costumes, you know, or don't, you know what I mean? You can still buy the game for whatever, 50, 60 bucks and just fucking play it. And I think there's even like a free to play version of it coming or something, I don't know. It's just like all this optional shit, you know, but again, people are just like, oh my God, why do you pay for blah, blah, blah? It's like, dude, it's optional costumes. Like, you know, like I don't even like a lot of them, like a couple of them, but it's just fucking, again, it's just the support, like I want to support them and fucking like whatever. It was just fucking close for the character, you know. I think there's like two characters in there. They technically call DLC. It's fucking Niogen and fucking was it like Phase 4, who's like a variation of like Kasumi or whatever. Niotimi, how the fuck you pronounce that bitch's name, but yeah, I think those are like paid and like, you know, additional in addition to like, you know, the base game. But right now they're free. I think they're still free. I think it was kind of like a pre-order bonus or like a buy it in the first couple weeks it's out. You know, as long as you buy the game in the first 2 weeks, they're gonna fucking have that, you know, give that to you anyway. But But again, it's just, you know, the fucking anti-DLC brigade. They're all fucking bent out of shape about that, and you see all these fucking, like, negative reviews on whatever, Steam and shit, like, dude, $93 season pass, like, that's absurd, and fucking, it's like, well, don't buy the fucking season pass then. Like, it literally does not affect the game at all. Like, it's not going to affect you playing the game, whether you have the season pass or not. They're just fucking costumes. And then of course, you have the fighting game community, and they're pissed, because they made, you know, Dead or Alive made a mockery of them too, but by fucking showing them, like, fucking, you know, bringing up those girls and showing the real tits on real girls, and it's like fucking, like, hey, look, this is how tits jiggle, like, you know, that's fucking, this is how they do in the game. And you know, the fighting game community, they deserve to be mocked and ridiculed, because as we've previously illustrated, all communities are retarded. But yeah, that's just like a whole lot of disparate fucking groups that went out of their way to piss off. So who's left? Like who's the game geared towards? You know, it's like fucking, like, well, they pissed all these people off, but who's their audience? And me, I guess, because I was like, a lot of groups to piss off, but hey, I also really don't like those fucking groups that they pissed off. So, and then I think the game is fantastic. So there you go. So yeah, I went into some of the, like, the negatives last week about it, where, you know, I'm not saying it's a fucking perfect game by any fucking stretch. I mean, the graphics could be better. It's not like it's a huge leap over DOA 5. It's just faster, pretty much, and a couple little things, like one of the, you know, one addition is the fucking brake blows and shit. But the way that you do unlock costumes in the game, it's a little grindy, a little random. And yeah, the way it worked in, like, 5 was you'd use a character and you'd clear, like, a mode with them. You do, like, arcade or time attack or survival, and that would unlock a certain costume. If you did it on, like, the harder difficulties, would lock a different costume and shit. So, which, you know, it'd be costumes for that character that you use. So that made sense, right? It's like, oh, you know, I want to unlock fucking Kokoro's whatever fucking kimono, and you fucking, it's like, oh, I'll play as fucking Kokoro, and I think it told you what you had to do, like, you know what I mean, like what difficulty, what mode you had to do, and just fucking, you just go and do that, and there you go, it's unlocked. the way it works in 6, and this will sound familiar, this might sound a little familiar from two other games I played recently. You can play as any mode, any character, and you earn coins, like it's fucking like a currency, whatever, you know, a gold fucking coins currency thing. And this is the part where I stop and I say, like, well, that's kind of cool, you know, it's a good idea to fucking give you, let me just play the game and just let me earn generic currency, and then let me spend that currency on, like, whatever my, you know, whatever I want, like, you know, my fucking, like, whatever my heart desires. Let me fucking, like, oh, I want to unlock this and that, and how much does it cost? I'll fucking save up and I'll buy it, and there you go. Where it's like, maybe I like playing as fucking Li Fang, but I really want to fucking save up and buy an outfit for fucking Tina, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, perfect, I'll fucking play and then I'll buy her shit, and fucking there you go. It would be perfect, but then they have to go and throw in a secondary form of currency, which completely fucks everything up. They have costume parts, right? So, you know, you finish a match or you do a challenge and you're awarded a random amount of, like, costume parts. And each outfit requires, like, a certain number of parts to unlock. So you still have to pay for it too after you unlock it. Like, this is, like, in addition to the coins. And they're, like, specific to that outfit too. So it's not like a currency you just spend like you would the coins. You know, it's like fucking, like, you unlock, after you finish a match, it'll be like, oh, you've been awarded 200 costume parts for Hanoka fucking outfit 7, and it's fucking, it'll say like 200 out of 1,000 to, like, unlock that one, right? So it's like, well, I mean, you just have to like keep playing, just hope the RNG gods give you enough parts to be able to fucking still like unlock it, and then still fucking like purchase that with coins once you have enough of those. But yeah, the coins aren't really the issue. Like I usually have fucking like plenty of them, and they're pretty good about, I think, like that pacing of getting the coins, and like the price of shit's fine, but it's just fucking just the costing parts of what's a fucking pain in the dick. It's just fucking like one layer too many, and it's overly random. Like right now I've been playing for fucking God knows how long, like 40, 45 hours, let's say, of the game. And I mean, right now it's not that big of a deal, because, you know, after a session, I'll just fucking go through fucking, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm pretty much done with the game. But like, yeah, I don't fucking like obsess over the shit. I'm just fucking like, well, you know, if I pick a character and like fucking like, I'll just go through like the wardrobe. Like, yeah, what do you have anything to unlock? Do I have coins I can fucking spend to get like a new costume? And just look through shit. But, yeah, or when I log off, before I do that, I'll just go through and just go through everybody. Just, did I unlock fucking shit I can buy? Or I don't really fucking think about it, you know. But also right now, I mean, right now there's an event going on, a launch celebration event, they call it, where they're giving out like up to 100 times the standard amount of costume parts that you would normally get. So, again, I'm playing the game for like 40, 45 hours or whatever. I still have a shitload of costumes locked up, but so I'm just saying, I'm just worried, like, so like a week from now, if that drops, you know, if it drops, if what I'm, the parts I'm getting drops to like 1% of what it is now, you know what I mean? Then it's like really going to be a fucking like pain in the ass, you know, if you want to fucking like unlock anything or something specific where you just be like, oh, it's a random shit and fuck, you know what I mean? And it's going to take so long. It's all going to be random still. So, or maybe they just fucking realize they made a mistake and they'll fucking keep it at that rate, you know, the fucking like times 100 rate. Because I think like the first day it launched, it's like, oh yeah, like times 10, and they're like, oh well, now it's times 100, like, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, maybe they're just like fucking like they were kind of like testing the waters and being like, well yeah, this is pretty slow and people don't like it, so maybe it'll be like a permanent thing, who knows. I think they're also, I think they have, I've read something, they're tweaking where it's going to be like, well, you're just going to unlock shit for the person that you're using it to. So again, they seem to be like, well, you know, kind of testing the waters still. So a little beta-y, you know what I mean, as far as like this shit. But again, it's just all like cosmetic. Doesn't really matter. But yeah, there was an awful lot of time spent on the fucking cosmetics, which we've established really have no fucking bearing on the game at all. So yeah, so what about the fighting, the core values? And yeah, it's fucking great, dude. The fighting in the game is amazing. Big thing I always like to bring up is terrible at fighting games, because despite however many hours you put into the fucking vast majority of them, chances are you really don't know how to fucking play the games. Like each game, because they don't bother fucking showing you. It's just kind of like, oh, here's you know, here's arcade mode and fucking like whatever, and you fucking just button mash so you hopefully win or you don't. So then you play against your friends who are also at that level, but fucking yeah, then you go online, it's fucking like, oh no, it's fucking like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I'm just getting destroyed every time. And then, yeah, they don't bother fucking teaching you that. The tutorials in the games are generally useless or fucking non-existent in some cases. But Dead or Alive has been fucking, they've always had like a really, really good fucking training mode or modes as a series. And fucking, you know, each character is like a detailed command training where they walk you through like each and every fucking move. Like, this is every move this fucking character can do, like in a list, and fucking just go one after the other and fucking like, all right, you know. And once you fucking go through that list, it's like, well, you've that's every move this character can do, like that's it, like that's fucking, you know, so here's 100 and something, just fucking go. And, yeah, you know, as I've been saying all along, the game, it's fucking surprisingly deep and complex. If you were just to pick the controller up and jump in a match, it'd be like, all right, I'll fucking punch, kick, hold, like, all right, four buttons, I got it. It's a fucking four button fucking fighting game, the triangle system, I get it. Then you fucking, I've heard some pretty fucking seasoned fighting game players say that and just be like, oh, it's just whatever, simple game, pick it up, and yeah, here we go, I'm fucking playing, and then fucking like, okay, I get the fucking the triangle thing, and I get it, like rock, paper, scissors, kind of. Then they go online, they just get fucking like wrecked, you know what I mean? The fucking these people are like, oh, all I do is play fighting games, and oh, I don't like Dead or Alive, I just fucking went online, I just get fucking ruined by fucking, you know what I mean? And just fucking like, you know, and then it's fucking like, oh, I don't get it. I can't just do what I do in every other fighting game and fucking, they're trying to do whatever the fuck they do. Fucking like, oh, what's like the strong attack and, you know, what's this character's strongest attack and blah, 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 and poking and all this shit. And you know, they start doing that and they get fucking like destroyed by like some fucking just like shit player and just fucking, and it's like, oh, I don't know. I'll fucking play what I'm familiar with, I guess. And I guess it's whatever, you know, Maximilian dude kind of looking at you, but yeah, he doesn't get mad like that, whatever. So yeah, each character has around like 100 unique moves that they can do, and it's just fucking like, yeah, you know, standard, you know, they have like their standard fucking standing punch, crouch and punch, then you get into like fucking P and K, like punch and kick at the same time, like, all right, that does something else, and then fucking like holding, you know, hold and kick does something different, and fucking you know, down in PK might put you into a different stance, and it's fucking, you know, just, again, it just goes, like, crazy. It just fucking, like, well, you have, once you're in different stances, you have, like, three or four other moves you can do from that fucking stance, you know what I mean? And then you get fucking, like, all right, well, here's some throws, you can combo some of the throws as well, and fucking, like, you know, cancel shit with holds, and, you know, then it starts getting, like, really fucking complicated, but, you know, holding a direction after an input might be like a feint where you just fucking like you fake somebody out, so they try to fucking like, you know, hold you, and then you can fucking like throw them, and double tap and like crouch and punch does something, like double tap and crouch, like a fucking like almost like a duck forward, you know, and it's fucking like, oh, you hit punch or kick, and that does something different, and yeah, it's always like something different, like it always feels like it. It's a lot of fucking moves, but they all kind of feel, again, you can play like any character. It's like, all right, punch is always going to be punch and kick's always going to be kick. And fucking, there might be a little variation. There's something you could do differently for each one. Depending on fucking like what stance, whatever, what fucking position you're in. And, yeah, just, you know, a lot of shit, like a lot of variations at your disposal. And they fucking, again, it's just fucking like, well, there's a ton of shit and there would be kind of, it would suck to be like fucking to go and play somebody online and be like, oh, dude, I just fucking saw somebody do something I've never seen before. It's like, no, like you can see it. Like you just play that character and just go down like, all right, this is exactly what they did. And fucking, you know what I mean? So it's fucking all like right there. Even like, you know, combos and shit, it's there. Everything's fucking there. So, yeah. So yeah, when you first start the game, it's like fucking in six, it says like, do you want to do like a training mode or something? And so it's like, yeah, sure, I'll do the fucking like training mode. And then they walk you in that mode, they walk you through the most basic of fucking like basic stuff. And yeah, there's fucking like maybe like 10 lessons that of like 50 that they walk you through or whatever, you know. And then they kind of like, all right, well, you're good, you can go back to the training mode if you want, or you can just play the game. But you go back to that, and there's fucking like, you know, 50, there's like whatever, maybe like 50 different lessons in that training mode. And that one's just like the general, like universal, like moves or like concepts that you can use for any character in the game. And even then, like by the end of it, they're asking you to fucking like do some pretty like advanced shit that's not really easy to pull off, or, you know, knock somebody up to the fucking ceiling in a stage, then like catch them in a combo on the way down, and then fucking do like a fatal blow when they fucking like hit the ground and like come up and shit. So, when they do like a ground bounce or whatever. So it's fucking like, even like basic is just fucking like, well, this is, you know what I mean? Like, this is a concept that people are getting, you know what I mean? If you get good at this, it's fucking good. And there's some, you know, just so you know, if somebody does this to you, like, here's the concept right here. Yeah, but then you've got like the character specific mode that I already talked about, like the command training, where it's fucking just like every move possible for fucking every character is every move they can fucking possibly do in a list. yeah, then there's the combo challenge where, again, for each individual character in the game, like here's a list of combos you can fucking do. I mean, I don't think it's probably not technically every possible combo in the game, but I mean, like, more or less, like every fucking like this is a guaranteed fucking combo. If you can pull this off, you can pull it off every fucking time. And you know, it's fucking and even then, because you know, even when you're actually like playing against somebody, like, you're not going to be able to just fucking like spam the same combos. It's not like, oh, I'm going to fucking like memorize this fucking one combo and this or whatever, one or two combos, just do that and like spam it like a fucking autistic robot and win. Like, because if the person you're playing recognizes that, they're going to like counter you along the way of like, all right, well, this person just, he started this way, he's going to fucking like pull it off the same way. He's gonna fucking, you know, somewhere along the string, he's gonna fucking like reverse it, you know? So, then you have to like keep that in mind and like mix it up, and fuck, you can mix up like the timing as well, and just kind of like delay your fucking like, you know, like delay the next punch in a string like by like half a second or something. So instead of like punch, 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 it's like punch, 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 like shit like that. So like in that little pause, they'll try to like reverse you, and if they whip it, then you fucking grab them, you throw them and shit, and that's fucking like, or you just continue on with the combo. Like either way, I think the throw is usually if they whip and you fucking throw them, that is a ton of damage. But yeah, you can fucking you know, there's a lot of fucking like terminology here that I'm using, that where I'm fucking, you know, I'm sure the fucking true blue fighting game guys are like, yeah, well, that sounds like every other fucking fighting game. But the point is, like, Dead or Alive, like, wants you to know what's going on. Like, they want you to know, like, fucking, it's not just fucking, again, like, fucking, like, oh, this, you know, play somebody and the guy wipes the floor with you and you just don't know why, like, fucking, like, what the fuck, dude? And it's just fucking, like, oh, well, you just, like, memorize some, like, string, you know what I mean? Like, he hit you once and he does, like, some, like, 75 fucking percent combo you had no control over, like, once you get hit, like, that was it. He's gonna do the 75% shit and then he did, like, pull off some bullshit and, you know what I mean? And you just feel like, oh, there's nothing I can do about that, pretty much. But like Dead or Alive, like, wants you to know, like, dude, like, you know, there's ways to get around that. There's, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, you're never like hopeless. Like, but still, I mean, it's fucking, even like knowing that, it's not just fucking like, well, I can reverse combos. I'm just going to reverse them every time. It's like, well, you know, you have to get the timing down. And again, there's fucking on the offensive side, it's, you know what I mean? There's fucking shit they can do. And on your side, the shit you can do. So, there's a lot of shit there, and it's just fucking like, yeah, they want to fucking get you, they want to get everybody at least on like the same basic level. Like, is what they want you to like drill that into your head of fucking like, these are the mechanics, this is the timing, and, yeah, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about, the story mode in Dead or Alive 6.
Shimmy, shimmy, go, go, motherfucking pop, man, sister, kick your kid, rock with the- dreaming of Winona. I roam the country like a greyhound bus. Put faith in lust and in God I trust. I'm not Peter Pan, I don't fuck with fairies, but I bust more rhymes than virgin cherries. And Harry Carey couldn't call my fame. Fuck so many hoes, I'm in the Hall of Fame. And a solo shame from coast to coast. I don't mean to brag, but I like to boast. Fuck off. Motherfucking ass bitch with that Detroit city shit. Ain't shit Swiss, we had the same script. Nothing new since 76. Get right, yo Slim Shady. Come break these motherfuckers off.
Yo, tell the world to hold their breath. They breathe in the wrong air. This planet belongs to me and this hippie with long hair. Two white boys, a spike punch, a light noise. Hang around drugs, loud music and light noise. Slim Shady and Brown Trucker. Another bunch of motherfuckers who hate the world just as much as each other. And I ain't leaving this party tonight till I see some naked bitches dancing around drunk, touching each other. Rum and Pepsi got your whole perception of me sketchy. Cause when I stage dive, people are scared to catch me. Cause all I do is curse and fuck. So when I do shrooms, y'all better give me two rooms, cause I'm fucking the first one up. So when you see me on your block, you better lock your cars. Cause you know I'm losing it when I'm rapping the rock guitars. This is for children who break rules, people that straight fool, and every single teenager that hates school. Fuck off!
Yeah. So, yeah. The story mode of Dead or Alive 6. It's about like 2 hours long. like that's it. And honestly, it's not even really worth talking about. Besides to say that they made it super short and didn't really seem to give two fucks about it. Half of the chapters in there are cutscenes, which is on the low end for most fighting game stories. Where like half of it's fucking cutscenes. Usually like 90% of fucking fighting game stories are cutscenes. Yeah, and you know, most fighting game stories are complete fucking dog shit. So, I would say it's almost a strength of the game to be like, you know what, this is gonna be like real dumb, and we know like people will just fucking bitch about it if we don't have a story mode. So I don't know, like here's some bad looking like really fucking low resolution like cutscenes, and then fucking like that they're all like artifacty, and then they look like they're fucking missing like animations, like they didn't like finish the fucking shit. I'll just fucking, the camera will just like stop moving like a static camera, and just characters will just kind of like go off screen, and there's like an explosion and shit. Like it's bad. Like, it's bad to the point where it's pretty funny to watch. I was laughing at how bad it was. So, you know, you select some like chapters. They're just fucking, you know, some of them are just like a 30-second video. It's like, oh, go to this, you unlock this chapter over here, and you know what I mean. So you just go like chapter like one, like D or something. So it's like you go to 1D, play it. It's fucking like, oh, there's like a fucking 30-second video of two characters like talking, and then it fucking ends. You know what I mean? This is, I'm like, dude, that's fucking hilarious. So yeah, you fly right through that. And you know, some people will bitch about that and fucking like, oh, well, the story is only 2 hours long, and you know, half of it isn't even fucking like, there's no fighting in it at all. You know, people will say that's fucking, oh, this game has like lack of single player content, but then there's fucking like the four separate like single player modes, like single player training modes. You know what I mean? That's just like the training. There's like four of them. Like they really want to fucking push you into knowing what you're doing. And as I said before, I mean the series has had some of the best fucking tutorials ever, and these ones are just fucking, they're even better. You know what I mean? Like it's they're clearer about what they want you to do. It's easier to like reset yourself, like you just fucking like go to like a neutral position with you and the fucking AI. You can do that like one button press. You just fucking like, all right, so it's reset instantly and retry it. And there's even a button now where you can like turn yourself around so your back's facing the other person. So it's, you know, it's like you press it in one of the sticks, so that's like a huge help. Like before, they'd ask you again, like if you're doing the command training, you're going down like all the moves. It's like, well, for this move, you have to have your back to the character. You know what I mean? Like you have to be, you know, your back has to be facing them. So you'd have to like figure out on your own, like what move you could do that will leave you in that state. Or I remember for like five, it's like, fucking like, dude, like what the fuck? I had to like search online. Like, I kept like trying different shit and I couldn't figure out a way to do that. You know, I was like, how do I find fucking, how do I make fucking Li Fang like turn around or some shit? You know what I mean? It's fucking, that'd be a pain in the ass. And then now you can just fucking like click a button and it does it instantly and you're good. You know what I mean? You know, there's fucking like free training too, which is, you know, just fucking like a dummy AI standing there and you can set them to do like different states and shit. And, that was like the entirety of Street Fighters V, like fucking tutorials. Like that was it. It was just fucking like the game. Like here's their shitty arcade mode and you can play online and here's the free training, which is fucking like pretty useless, I think. Man, fucking Street Fighter V sucked. But yeah, even like the free training in fucking Dead or Alive, it has like a purpose here, because it's actually the only mode that you can like just play and then have online fight requests turned on. You know what I mean? So and that seemed a little fucked up to me when I found that out, but it actually like makes sense. Like what I would usually do before was I'd be like, I'd play like fucking like the arcade mode and then I'd have the fight request turned on as it's playing like arcade mode. But what would happen then is fucking as you're fighting the computer, you know, fuck, you're playing through arcade mode, you'd win like two rounds or whatever, like two or three rounds, like getting towards the end of the match. And then, and then the game would pause and be like, you know, a new challenger appears and you have to like either decline it so you can just fucking like finish that match that you're playing in arcade mode, which kind of defeats the purpose of even having that feature turned on. Or, you know, you accept it and you go and play a game online and then it's fucking, you know, do your game online. Then you go back to the arcade mode. Then it would reset your progress in arcade mode. Well, back to like, you know, whatever stage you were on, you'd still be on, but it'd be like, all right, we're at the beginning of that fight. So you'd have to like refight that computer opponent again and then hope like another online match fucking doesn't pop up by the time you finish it. And fucking, so yeah, I mean, that could get annoying. And you either weren't making progress offline or there was no point to having it play online. You know what I mean? It was fucking like it again. I like that. I like that feature at the time of being like fucking like, well, I just play arcade mode and then it's not the pop. It's good if like a game's like slow and there's not fucking a lot of online activity going on where you can just be like, well, I'm just going to play single player and just, you know, maybe a game will pop up or something like, whatever, like fucking like Soul or like Street Fighter, you know, whatever, or like Soul Calibur, or fucking, I don't know. So, but yeah, you couldn't really do both. You know, it's like fucking like it's accepting a match online is going to set you back in the offline mode type of thing. But yeah, being able to do that in like in free training, where it's fucking like, it's like, all right, well, I'm going to pick the character I want to. It's like, this is the person I want to play online. So I want to play as online. And they're actually smart about how they do the character selection online too, where you have to pick like before you even start matchmaking, you have to pick your character, and that's going to be the character that you're going to use online. Like every time you search for a match, that's the one you're going to be using until you back out, you change it into that menu again. There's no like 30-second selection screen between each match where you know you and the other person's like picking shit. And so, you know, you get matched with somebody, you connect, and then you fucking, like, start fighting, like, immediately. Like, that's fucking great. But, yeah, so say you do switch characters, and it's like, all right, well, I just switched from, like, two completely different fucking characters, and now I want to test out, like, this new one that I'm going to use online. So, now you just fucking go into free training, you can fuck around with them there, and get a feel for him a little bit before the next fight. You know, just fucking like, even if it's just like the AI just sitting there, I just want to fucking just like mash fucking shit and just see, you know, try to like remember what does what and fucking what their punches and kicks look like and their throws and shit. And I have been playing online like quite a bit, like almost exclusively at this point. So I'm playing fucking online, which is very unlike me when it comes to like fighting games. I'll just play like arcade mode over and over with different characters until I get bored of the game, or play a few games online and get wrecked by a bunch of faggots who just spam the cheapest shit in the game over and over that they probably saw on YouTube, and then I get frustrated and pissed and I never want to touch the game again. It's like, all right, well, this game's done. You know, like fucking Mortal Kombat or some shit, or just fucking like, well, this is, or like Injustice. I'm like, oh, this game's pretty fun. And then like, well, I did pretty much all I can do in single player is go online and, oh, it's a bunch of faggots. Like, I'm fucking done. Like, I was fucking whatever. But, yeah, Dead or Alive 6. I'm hesitant to say that I'm good at the game. I mean, I'm not, probably not good at it, but yeah, I just do like the basic shit for every character I know, more or less. I know the system pretty well, and I've been playing enough to know the timing of how each character usually goes. But you know, that's viable if you know like the mechanics of the game, like how to react. But I mean, which you should from all the tutorials, but again, it's so like the layer above that of just people who are just delaying their timing and just being all like fucked up and shit. So, I mean, not at that stage, but I mean, I don't have a main. I don't have a fucking main. I never will either, because I think that's fucking incredibly gay and boring to like have this game with 20 something characters. And, well, I'm only going to use one of them. You know what I mean? Because you think you're playing at fucking Evo every time you get matched against random people. Pretty stupid. But, you know, I can switch it up. And, you know, the gameplay is just so fluid. And the netcode is really good for the most part. I mean, probably, I'd say 90% of the games, of the online games I've played, are perfectly playable. And probably half, maybe, are like excellent. With, you can barely, there's barely like barely a hiccup at all. You can tell this runs really well. Very rarely will you get like a game that's fucking just a laggy mess that's like slow motion. And I mean, who knows? I mean, since I'm playing on PC, like that could very well be like fuckwits trying to play on like garbage computers and just fucking like, oh, I don't know, I'm playing on some like piece of shit that can barely run it. I'm just going to turn everything up, and you know what I mean? And it's fucking like 5 frames a second, and then like fucking add online on top of that. And it's fucking just like, oh, well, it's just going to freeze and shit and be a disaster when you play. I mean, then those same people probably go into Steam discussions and complain about like performance problems and lag in the game, where they just don't turn anything down, you know, when they probably should. So, I mean, the game runs fucking flawlessly for me, pretty much. I run it in like 2K or whatever. Like, yeah, there's no like 3440 option there. It's like whatever it is, like 2660 or whatever below that. Whatever. I tried doing like, there's like a real like 4K thing I tried doing. That was just like framey and shit, and it, whatever. I tried doing like everything max, and it's fucking like, 4K maxed, and yeah, I don't even have a fucking real 4K monitor. It's whatever, 3440, so 1440 by 4, whatever. So I'm like fucking, like, I tried like the max, like max resolution, max everything, like fucking like, it's a little, you know what I mean? It's pretty slow, so turned it like one down to like the next resolution down, and like fucking like, oh, it's fine, works fine, you know what I mean? So pretty simple. Again, it's no ultra wide, blah blah blah, you know, it's not fucking, the game's not true full screen apparently, but it's some weird thing. Whenever I launch the game, it's like fucking, I can see like my desktop on where like the black bars normally be, because it's not, again, it's not like ultra wide, so they're just black vertical bars, you know, left and right. And where there would normally be those black bars, like there's no bars there. Instead, I can just see my desktop, like that's there. And it's weird. But if I close it and I reopen it, it's like, all right, well, now the black bars are there. For whatever reason, OBS captures it in full screen. Like, it's a full screen game, so it treats it as that. So, I mean, there's just nothing. I mean, I usually complain about this. Just like, you know, I have like no problems with that, even though it's fucking, again, not truly full screen, like exclusive, but doesn't really matter for my intents and purposes. But yeah, you know, console port, whatever, usual fucking PC whiny garbage. But yeah, I haven't had the game fucking crash or fucking disconnect on me once since I played for like 40 something hours. So it seems pretty stable, which is always appreciated. And then the matchmaking in the game is fucking awesome for ranked, which is, by the way, ranked is the only online game mode that you can play right now, by the way, which, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I know some people are bitching that there's no lobbies, but those are the same people, the fucking internet people saying the game didn't fucking sell well, and it's like, oh, the game's dead already, blah, blah, blah. Yet, I mean, it's like, oh, the game's dead, there's only, like, whatever. Dude, there's, like, low point, there's, like, 500 people playing online on Steam and blah, 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 but yet, I can search for a match, and it takes me all of, like, 30 seconds to find, so. And then the people that I'm matched against are like so close to me in skill that I'm pretty sure I think I have like a 50.1% win loss ratio in fucking like ranked match, which is fucking like crazy, you know, after like whatever 150, 200 matches, it's that fucking close. You know, it's fucking, and some of those matches are just like as close as you can possibly get, where it's fucking, you know, it's two rounds to two, and fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's just like everything's tied in the last round, and fucking the winner will have like one, this, like the smallest pixel possible left of their fucking health, you know what I mean? Of their health bar left. And that's fucking, that's happened like more than like once or twice. You know what I mean? It happens like if you have, it's happened a few times where it's fucking, it's like as close as it can possibly get. You know, it's, where at the end, my heart feels like it's going to fucking explode at the end, where it's fucking like, Jesus Christ. That's like, so like nuts how close that was. Yeah, I mean, I even had like a 12 game win streak, at one point. Keep in mind that, again, I'm playing on PC, so there probably are a few retards on there that think like, oh, dude, I totally play fighting games perfectly with a keyboard. I've been doing that my whole life, fucking use like keys and shit, and still, it's the only way to play, dude. You're doing it wrong with a controller or a fucking arcade stick or whatever. Yeah, and then you feel kind of bad, and they're just fucking like stomping these people's faces, and who fucking like, they look like they can't even like pull off like one single move. Right, again, rarely, that's a rare thing when it happens, but it does happen. And again, I am a Dead or Alive 6 master, though. And I have the achievement to prove it, because, yeah, I 100%ed the achievements, which, again, I don't really give a fuck about achievements, but I was just playing through the game as I fucking, like, normally play. But I was, you know, go through a few arcades, do this, do that, fucking go online a couple times. And I fucking like looked and fucking like at the achievement list, and fucking like, well, there's a couple dumb ones on there that'll take me like 3 seconds to do. And, you know, they wanted to like go and watch a computer versus computer match. You just fucking random, you know, just fucking just watch a match of two AIs fighting. And that's like one of them. And, or like save a replay and then watch it in the theater. It's like, yeah, okay. But like, all right, fuck it, dude, why not? You know, it's just a couple of those little things that are kind of dumb. And I'm like, fucking like do those, and fucking like, all right, it's fucking, you know what I mean? It's like all the other shit I'm going to do anyway. So I did all that shit, and then it's fucking like, oh, dude, DOA master, you know, Dead or Alive 6 master, as it should be. You know, I'm finally recognized for my, hard work and training I put in. Yeah, and until I get matched against people who legitimately know what the fuck they're doing, you know what I mean? Gooks or autistic people. Same thing, really. They give you a letter grade for your rank, which will go up and down and when you win or lose. So I'm right around like a C right now. So it's fucking the game. It's just like, oh, well, you're average. Like a C is an average, I would assume. So it's like, you know, that's a good rank for me, where I'm terrible at fighting games. Again, I don't have a main at all. Like every like five matches or so, I'll switch to somebody else. So, every now and then I'll go against like an A or even a B, or something like a somebody's ranked like B, just like one letter grade above me. And yeah, I mean the skill gap is definitely a fucking thing. Like even like again, just like a slight rank above me. Okay, it's just fucking, it doesn't seem like there's any. I'm probably just not going to beat this guy. Like he has me fucking like down pat of what the fuck I'm doing. So Yeah, and then, like, at that point, then I feel like if I go against, like, an A or above, it's like, well, now I feel like I'm fucking playing every other fighting game in existence where they just fucking reverse everything I'm going to throw at them, no matter, like, how I try to, like, mix it up. Like, well, I'm just going to do something crazy and, like, you know, out of fucking, you know, out of left field, those fucking move I haven't done all match and we'll fucking definitely get, at least get a hit in. It's like, oh, no, they're just going to fucking reverse it and everything I throw at them, they're going to reverse no matter what. And then again, they're like all over the place where they're fucking like, you know, delaying their combos and shit and just fucking, you know, they're big on like air juggling, which is like the one thing in the game where it's, you know, once they get you up in the air and start like hitting you, it's fucking like, well, you have nothing you can really, it's like you can't like reverse that as you're up in the air. You just fucking have to sit there and take it. So it's like, oh, that's like whatever, dude. Like that's what they're going to focus on doing. And just like, Jesus, man. So yeah, so the fighting itself really is fucking incredible. And, yeah, I've read or heard rather, other people talking about the game, and it's one of those things where, you know, like what are you going to like emphasize when like discussing Dead or Alive? You know what I mean? It's like I was already sold on the fighting from playing Five for hundreds of hours and, every other fighting game that I play, I always say like, dude, like, why can't this have like a tutorial that's fucking like, even like the same league as like Dead or Alive's fucking tutorials? Like, it'd be fucking so much better if I could actually learn the shit rather than fucking like the crap tutorials or the no like lack of tutorials period that fucking other games have, other fighting games. Yeah, and you know, Dead or Alive, I mean, they managed to top themselves in that department. So fucking long term, the stuff that fucking matters for like replayability of just fucking like, well, just again going through those different modes and like, you know, trying to hone your fucking shit for each character and like learn shit. And then again, go online and play and actually know what you're doing. Like that shit's like excellent. Like that's great. Again, that's the stuff that I focused on when I was fucking like playing and shit. So, that I hear people, well, journalists, like not real people, and yeah, they try to justify why they gave the game like a bad review. And it's fucking like, well, this is just like a short, shitty story mode. Like, oh, well, fucking, you know, okay, but like, well, it's a shitty story mode. But at least it's short. Like, it's only going to take you like 2 hours to fucking blow through it. It's fucking real dumb. Who cares? That's obviously not like the fucking thing you should be focusing on. That's a blessing, really. Yeah, because I know when like fucking like Mortal Kombat 11 comes out next month. I mean, I'm gonna get that too. I mean, it fucking looks pretty cool. There's probably gonna be an 8-10 hour fucking story mode in that, and it's gonna be fucking like awful. You know what I mean? And fucking, but it'll have like high production value. So I mean, is that like what just like one of these games, like they just need to have that as like a bullet point of fucking, you know what I mean? We fucking, reviewers have something to write about for like a paragraph or two in their reviews and fucking like, oh, well, the story, this happened and then blah, 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 blah. And then fucking like, meanwhile, I'm fucking like, oh, story mode. And I'm fucking like, oh, I'm trying to pay attention, but my eyes just kind of like drift off to the side and fucking like, oh, check my phone real quick and shit like that. They're fucking terrible. So, do people like actually do people really have like bad taste and they just like these shitty stories? Like, who knows? That may be true. I mean, the crossover of gamers and anime fans is disturbingly high. So who the fuck knows? Like, what the fuck people like? Then you've got the fucking like wah-wah fucking season pass nonsense. You know, it's again all cosmetic, but that's what you see in like the user reviews on like Steam and shit, which is once again infested with fucking anime faggots. And fucking, oh, I can't get the wedding dress. I want that for my waifu. And it's like, dude, you're a fucking embarrassment to the species. So, you know, you somehow managed to like simultaneously fucking be the stereotype of like a horned up fucking just hit puberty boy who fucking like, comes himself at like just seeing like a tit, like that's it. And you're also just like a straight up fucking like homo who's obsessed over playing fucking dress up with his video game characters. So it's like you're both like you're bi faggot. Like, I don't know. And you're like one of those tools that needs to like, do, well, I want to just be a completionist in games. And, you know, it's going to drive you nuts to like see something that's, again, purely like cosmetic. It's fucking, but I can't have it. You know what I mean? I have to pay money. Ugh. You know, it's fucking, I don't know. You're probably one of those or a combination of those. And that, honestly, the world would be a fucking better place if you just fucking died from eating like tainted homemade sushi or some shit, or fucking stuck a chopstick through your fucking neck. And yeah, the wrinkle to that is, I mean, like, again, I bought the season pass and fuck, you know what I mean? I'll buy the next one and fucking the next one. And, you know, I've been fucking poking around the Steam discussions, if you can't tell. And yeah, the general consensus is fucking like, oh, well, only a whale would buy the fucking season pass and fucking like, yeah, like fucking, so somebody wants to fucking like, I like the game. I want to fucking, looking at this, like looking at you guys talk, I realize like maybe the rest of the fan base is comprised of fucking like whiny Jews who like don't want to spend money, or, you know, but it's like, I want to see the game fucking like supported. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's pretty fucking, again, my fucking favorite fighting game series by far. I want to see it fucking keep going. I want to see this game get fucking supported and all that shit, because yeah, I see these threads like fucking like, you know, people will be like, oh, dude, I hope you guys enjoy all the wins against me when you're playing online, because all I do in the game is I load into rank matches and I just go AFK, because I'm just like farming costume parts. So I just want to just get like the, if I just sit there and, you know, that's fucking, I'll get my parts for playing ranked games. So, and then, you know, that's what most people do, LOL. You know, a couple things. I mean, I've played like hundreds of fucking matches. You know what I mean? I think I've seen somebody not playing, just being like AFK like once. And yeah, it's probably that guy in the forum. That's probably who it was. You know what I mean? It's fucking just fucking the guy saying that. And yeah, maybe like him and like one other fucking stew nod fucking do that, but it's not really like an issue. It's not like a prevalent issue online of fucking like, oh, I keep playing online matches and just people are just sitting there letting me fucking like beat them up. They're not doing anything. It's like, that's not like a real problem. That's not a thing at all. Because everybody else is fucking like playing and like leveling up and shit and, you know, trying to get their ranks. And, that's also not even like the fastest way to get fucking like costume parts anyway. Like, you can blow through the fucking early stages of fucking the DOA quest, like, you can do that fucking, like, super quick, dude. You get fucking a ton of shit. Or you can just do fucking, like, arcade. You can do, like, anything, really. And it's fucking, it's not, I mean, again, maybe not as fast as just doing a fucking ranked game where you just sit there and fucking die for whatever. You know what I mean? Just fucking, like, whatever. But you do anything that's not going to involve you like sitting there and then like making sure that you, well, I just like do it AFK, but you're still going to have to like hit A after every match, and you know what I mean, and fucking like search for another one and all that shit. So whatever, do that every like 10 minutes. So, and it, but also, I mean, so it's like you're doing that because you want to unlock the costumes, right? But then what? So you have like the costumes for a game that you don't even really like playing, apparently. Like, dude, like congratulations, dude. Like, fucking, that's awesome. You know what I mean? What are you gonna do now? You know, you're gonna like jerk off to them? Yeah, it's like you could just fucking go to like YouTube and there's videos that show off every single costume in the game. I mean, you could just do that, or, you know what I mean? Or fucking like go to like Pornhub and there's some pretty like high quality 3D animated hardcore videos of the entire Dead or Alive cast, like fucking, you know what I mean? Believe me, I know. But yeah, I mean, the only real like legitimate complaint that I've heard is that, you know, there's like the no lobbies thing where it's like, oh, well, there's no, why is there no lobbies in the game? Where it's like, okay, sure. I mean, you want to play with your friends and there's currently no way to do that online. It's like, yeah, I get it. That's kind of weird. I think like Team Ninja gets that too, because they're adding lobbies in like a week or two or whatever. Like the next update's gonna have lobbies in it. But to be honest, I kind of wish that they weren't doing that. Like, I wish there weren't lobbies in the game. Like, I could see like a private, like, you know, 1v1 like versus thing. Like sure, you know what I mean? Like, do that. And fucking, like, oh, I want to play a match against my friends or whatever, my friend or whatever. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, fucking just to have that be a thing. Like, that'd be okay. You know, then if like, oh, well, I want to set up like a tournament or blah blah blah. Like, you can just do that. Join like a Discord or something, like, you know, or something like that. But But yeah, it kind of worries me having like an unranked, just sit in a room and wait for your turn, and you know, like the winner stays type thing, where it's fucking like, oh, when you're not playing, you're sitting there like watching other people play. Like, not a fan of that. I mean, I don't really see the point. Where I just think you're gonna get like little communities within fucking communities, and again, anything with a community in it is gay. But, you know, you're just going to have, like, these groups of people, like, you know, whatever, 3 to 5 or whatever people, just being like, well, this is what I do. I just go on it. I play the game, but I just sit there and play against these 5 people over and over and over again and whatever. Then you get, or you get just, like, the public ones where it's going to be, like, 1 or 2 guys that would normally be, like, A or fucking, like, S rank or whatever in rank, just fucking, like, well, I'm just going to just open a lobby and just fucking sit here and just go through everybody that comes in here and whatever, running rooms, you know. It's like fucking, yeah, cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking, why just play ranked and at least try to get matched against people who are about the same skill as you? Like, I don't really see the point. But yeah, that's the whole thing with me that's been going on for like, you know, a decade or longer. Well, fucking my private war against fucking unranked online games. Like that's always been a thing. But you know, people don't listen. They don't understand why, like, everything should have some kind of, like, ranking and matchmaking to it. And, yeah, again, like Dead or Alive 6 is just about fucking, like, perfect. Like, about the fucking closest I've seen of just fucking having, like, actual fucking balanced games, from my experience. But, you know, sometimes you just have to, like, force people to do things that they don't understand because they're stupid, I guess. Or you just give them what they want and just have them, like, fucking, yeah, I don't know, I'm just going to fucking play, sit here and fucking play with the same five people for a month and then fucking, like, whatever. And I would also like to point out that, technically, fucking Dead or Alive is not a sexual game at all. I mean, I'm going to get a little high concept here, but you know, it's true. Like at no point is like sex even like hinted at with like any of the characters in the game. You know, there's no romantic subplots in the game. I mean, I don't think there ever has been, as far as I know. And like the story has never been like, oh, well, this is somebody's, this person's girlfriend or boyfriend or blah, blah, blah. Like there's been like none of that. As far as I know, I mean, I don't think the characters even like say anything like flirty or like suggestive to each other. You know, even in like the intro quips when they're introducing themselves before you fight, like none of that shit. There's nothing, like absolutely nothing like sexual about it at all. So, and then they never like reference themselves as like sexual objects. They're, you know, it's just fucking, it's always just been like, oh, I'm a fighter, I'm fighting and blah, blah, blah. And that's it. I mean, like objectively, yeah, we can get into the whole fucking, like, you know, cosplay is not consent. You know what I mean? Just because a woman is revealing, you know, wearing revealing clothes and fucking, you know, even if it's like the S&M fucking leather clothes in some cases or like nothing at all, but still, I mean, that doesn't mean she's asking for sex, right? So, as the most, progressive outlook says, so, you know, that's all like literally on you. I mean, it's in your head. So, they're also not fucking real people because that has to be pointed out too. But, you know, it's like even if they were completely fucking naked, I mean, they would just be fucking like naked girls or whatever, and guys who just fighting. So, you know, you have to choose to sexualize that. So, I mean, me, myself, I'm woke as fuck, as you can tell. So, yeah, I'm just like reading these fucking reviews where the headline or like the byline will say like fucking like, oh, you know, Dead or Alive, the booby game, and fucking, and it's just like, yeah, I mean, yeah, women have boobs. Like, what, where's the point? Like, what's your point? You know what I mean? The fucking, like, yo, it's just such a shame I have to play this game for review, and I'm embarrassed whenever one of my colleagues walks by and they catch a glimpse of, you know, what's on my monitor. There's fucking all girls and their breasts are jiggling and blah, 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 blah. Like, fucking, you're embarrassed of that? Like that's because you're a faggot. You know, it's because you're a queer, obviously. It's not the game's fault. I mean, fucking, or Or maybe you're upset that it exposes like how uncomfortable you are with fucking just like the image of a woman who's not like just like a hot fucking fat mess, like, you know what I mean? It's like, well, it gives me fucking strange feelings or whatever. You're like, what's your fucking problem? Yeah, and then like a week later, like some of the same reviewers are talking about how, you know, they'll say how like stylish and fucking like badass like Devil May Cry 5 is. Oh, the game is fucking so cool. And let me tell you, within the first fucking hour of playing Devil May Cry 5, I was like double checking to make sure that my door was fucking closed and that the fucking curtains are down and fucking nobody's gonna walk in on me playing that, because that game gives me a fucking extreme case of fucking douche bumps. The start of it, like the opening seemed all right. You know, it's kind of like, I was like, oh, the game's kind of like dark and gritty and, you know, I do like some of the demon designs in the game, like even like Dante, you first fucking stop, you start playing as him, and I'm just fucking like, they made him like older, you know, he's got some like scruff on his face, it looks like he's, at this point, like he's maybe old enough to have like, you know, his fucking white hair, like naturally, you know what I mean, and fucking not just fucking like, oh, some stylist thing, or whatever the fuck, who knows. Even like the younger person, the younger kid you play as, like Nero, it's like, yeah, you know, like now he looks like at least like a full grown man now, at least, you know, not fucking like Justin Bieber like before, or fucking whatever. Fill in some more relevant fucking modern example of that. I don't fucking know, but so yeah, so, you know, at first I'm playing fucking Devil May Cry. I'm like, oh, you know, this seems like it could be tolerable at least, you know, if a little bit stupid. You know, there's this fucking big, like, growth, like, demonic, like, growth thing that's, like, taking over a city, and fucking, like, Dante's fighting his way inside of it, and I'm thinking, like, and I was just, like, thinking at first, I'm like, please tell me, that's not, like, a fucking, like, a giant, like, evil tree, is it? Like, that's not what the fucking thing is gonna be. They're not gonna fucking do that as, like, a plot point, but sure enough, the main threat in the game is demon trees. I'm like, dude, like the Happening or fucking like Alone in the Dark or whatever, the bad one. And they refer to them in the game as fucking like, oh, the tree is fucking like, this is fucking stupid. Oh boy. But you know, it's fucking, at least the characters aren't fucking like skateboarding and fucking like doing fucking kick flips in the air and fucking catching pizza in their mouths. Even the new girl in the game, like some fucking like half black chick with a southern accent, like I vaguely remember fucking seeing her from like the E3 trailer, and she had like I was like, just like looking at her, it was fucking, it's like, man, she has like the potential to be like obnoxious, but yeah, after she's introduced, it's like, yeah, I kind of like her, she's all right, you know, she's fucking like chain smoking, swearing, and maybe trying a little bit hard to be like, oh, so she's the hot dude who can fucking like fix anything that she sees, but I know I can relate. You know, she's a chick, but so I can like, oh no, she's kind of like a dude, like, you know what I mean? Like, she has like a chick with masculine tendencies and whatever, but yeah, and then, you know, then she's fucking flipping the van over, is doing like corkscrew fucking flips while she's driving, and fucking like Nero's like jumping out of the window and shooting demons and climbing back in while she's fucking upside down in the van, fucking catching cigarettes in her mouth while she will fucking like shitty fucking techno's playing, fucking like, oh, get my devil trigger, fucking shitty fucking techno. It sounds like the new fucking Weezer album, which is garbage, real fucking cringy. Yeah, I'd play fucking Dead or Alive all day long in front of my fucking grandmother and be like, yeah, and she's like, oh, what's going on there? It's like, oh, the fucking girls are fighting. It's like, yeah, they have boobs, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Fucking the girls have boobs, look, you know, there's tits. I'd fucking do that all day and not feel like an ounce of shame about it before I could, like, get, like, halfway through a fucking Devil May Cry cutscene and fucking, I don't know, like that's the fucking anime shit that makes video games out to be like they're fucking designed for fucking autistic children. Like, it's fucking like, oh man, this is fucking like real rough. It's pretty gay. And yeah, what gets me about fucking Devil May Cry, it happens to me with every one of these fucking games, every time these games fucking release, I somehow forget that I just don't like these, like, I just don't like fucking Devil May Cry, really. much like fucking Metal Gear and like Smash Brothers, where I fucking just like, you know, I get like caught up in like the hype of fucking like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe it was kind of hard on the last one. Maybe this one will be good. And no, I mean, you hear fucking other people describe fucking like the Devil May Cry games, and they sound amazing, right? It's fucking like, oh, you know, it's this crazy action game where you kill demons and there are these fucking, all these like combos and it's all these like super intense fucking action games and blah, blah, blah. And then I play them and fucking like, oh yeah, it's like, I really don't like fucking, I just don't really like fucking Devil May Cry. I like the first one, like the first one I did like, which was basically Resident Evil, more or less. It was just fucking Resident Evil with fucking melee combat and shit, and his fucking, I think it was originally a Resident Evil spinoff, anyway. That's how it started, but yeah, the first one was like, oh, it's kind of cool and shit, and then fucking after that, I mean, I don't think I finished, like, any other ones. I played all of them. I played fucking every single one, you know, 2 through fucking 5 and DMC and all that shit, and I played them all, but it's like, oh, I'll get a few levels in, then fucking, like, oh, these games kind of suck. Like, why am I playing this? Again, they're like, supposedly they're fucking high octane fucking action games, but it's like, dude, the gameplay is just like so fucking slow and like clunky, and it feels old, especially after so much like playing Dead or Alive this week. You know, just fucking, it's like a million button presses a fucking minute, and you're like trying to like react to attacks and like in like a frame or whatever, and then you're playing online, my fucking like heart's pumping, and Like that's fucking fast and that's fucking intense and shit. Or Apex Legends, like the same type of thing, where it's fucking, you know, he's like, oh, I need like these twitch reflexes, and he's kind of like, you know, your fucking brain's like singing, your fucking eyes are fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like that type of shit where you're just fucking super hyper, like aware of what you're doing, and fucking yeah, to go from like that level of intensity to fucking like Y, back and Y, A, B, slash shoot, dodge, like okay, that group of enemies is dead, now fucking walk around for like 5 minutes until you find like the next group that you have to fight, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like the slow combat and shit, and just like, hey, you run into like invisible walls everywhere, which is fucking an absurd problem to have in a fucking modern game. But you know, the game is just so like rigid about the path you can take and where you can it's like, oh, you can jump this fucking, you can jump over here, but you can't jump over here. It's just a fucking invisible wall there. And, it clearly looks like you could jump from like one rooftop to another and shit. But it's like, oh no, there's an invisible wall and shit. Like that's not even something I would normally even like complain about. Like, I'm not one of those like, oh, you know, why can't video game characters jump over waist high barriers and blah, blah, blah. I'm observant. Like, I'm not like one of those fucking people, but you know, it's just like fucking like certain games of, it's just fucking like, well, you can see like the art design and the, you know, and the actual level design like makes sense, where it's like, oh, well, I can't jump over there because there's probably nothing over there, that type of thing. But and yeah, and this game is like that, like they want you to fucking like explore and look for hidden shit, and it's fucking like, it's like, oh, I see like a blue orb or something over there, like how do I get over to that spot that I can clearly see, and I can fucking, I should be able to jump over here, and just like, nope, you can't, you know what I mean? Just fucking search all around, and fucking, it's like, oh, can I get on top of this crate here? Nope, that's invisible. We just can't, like, you know, it's like, you can see him jumping over, but no, he's not going to grab the ledge. He's going to fall, because invisible wall, and, it's like, even like, oh, can I go down this little path or alley here that looks like every other path and alley I've been taking this entire level, and fucking like, nope, can't, just invisible wall, and it's fucking blocked off by something you can't see, I guess. I don't know. It's just kind of shitty design, I think. Like, level design's not great. And yeah, the game, like, is what it is, and they're going for the fucking Devil May Cry fans, I get it. Which is not me, but, you know, it's just like, I don't know, these fucking series have been going on forever that I just don't really like. It's fucking, I always, like, hold out hope that they're gonna modernize it or, like, switch it up at least, and then they don't. And it's not fucking, I don't think the game's horrible or anything. It's just fucking, I'd rather be playing fucking, like, Dead or Alive or The Division 2, which is out right now, so. You know, again, it's like right now, it's just fucking like so busy times, and too busy. A game with fucking Kylo Ren in it. It's a fucking like gothy fag kid. Yeah, that kind of gets shoved down to the bottom of the pile of like what I want to be playing currently. So, you know, if I don't get around to beating it by the time fucking Sekiro comes, like, can you imagine like playing, like, I was just looking at like the trailer, the new trailer for like Sekiro. I'm like, that fucking looks amazing. It's like, can you even like play something like that and then going back to this, dude, is fucking, again, it's like even like fucking anything. Like, so many like other better games I played that are like action games, you know, and then playing fucking Devil May Cry, it just feels like fucking Devil May Cry and just fucking like slow and just whatever, man. I don't know. It's fucking rough. Yeah, so by that time Sekiro comes out, if I haven't fucking finished it, it comes out like 10 days. Like, fucking, I don't know. It can probably go fuck itself. I don't know. You can go fuck yourself, too, by going to www.gruntfreepress.com. You can email your titties to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And, yeah, practice those holds, boys and girls.
Sickness within us grows, and this no one is waiting to